Brian Tumulty in Politics on the Hudson reports that U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, Republican of Kinderhook, is leading a bipartisan group to block U.S. military spending on rebels in the Syrian civil war. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Democratic Reps Peter Welch of Vermont and Rick Nolan of Minnesota are among the representatives pushing legislation with Gibson that would prohibit the Obama administration from arming the Syrian rebels without congressional authorization. Quote, if we intervene militarily, we will exacerbate the situation, unquote, said Gibson, a retired Army colonel, at a press conference on Thursday, June 27th. Quote, we will not ease the concerns or the suffering there, unquote. Gibson proposed an amendment to strip language out of the defense authorization bill that said, quote, all courses of action, unquote, to remove Syrian President Assad from power should be taken, and the U.S. should begin operational planning to secure Syria's chemical and biological weapons and prepare for supplying lethal aid to the rebels. Gibson's proposal failed 123 to 301, according to Tumulty. You can read the full story in the Politics on the Hudson blog.
In another story, customer dissatisfaction could cost Fordist millions. William Kimball is reporting into Daily Freeman that Fordist could be on the hook for millions of dollars if customer satisfaction is too low. The State Public Service Commission's authorization for Fordist Incorporated to take over Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's parent company includes stiffer fines for customer dissatisfaction. The final terms of the $1.5 billion deal were issued on Wednesday, with commissioners including requirements that CH Energy, under Fortis's ownership, maintain a customer satisfaction rate of at least 85% per year. Customer dissatisfaction fines were doubled by the commission and could triple or quadruple if targets are missed. The Budget Service Commission said the increased penalty rates also will apply to complaints about power outages and failure to restore service. That full story you will find in today's Daily Freeman. Ditto has been the weather word for this week, and it looks like ditto will be the weather word for next week also. This pattern of scattered showers and thunderstorms, where some of the thunderstorms could be heavy, will persist through Saturday, Sunday, right into Monday. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 84, a 40% chance of precip on Saturday. Saturday night brings us a 30% chance of precip, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. There is a 50% chance of precipitation on Sunday with thunderstorms possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 82. Sunday night brings us a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy with a low around 67.